Welcome to Chant Notes, a weekly podcast from the Metropolitan Cantor Institute of the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh. This week, we will talk about church services and music for the 7 days beginning Monday, January 25th, 2016. We have just celebrated the Sunday of the Prodigal Son, the second of the four preparatory Sundays for the Great Fast. After last week's fast-free period, we return to the normal practice of abstinence from meat on Wednesdays and Fridays. According to traditional practice, our fasting becomes stricter as we approach the beginning of the Great Fast. In the readings of the Divine Liturgy for this week, we would normally listen to the remainder of the first letter of St. John the Apostle, and the entirety of his second letter, it's quite short, and the Passion of our Lord according to St. Mark. But this week is anything but normal because of the early date of Pascha. Next Sunday, January 31st, is the Sunday of meat fair, or meat eating. The idea is that we use up any remaining meat in the house. In the Western tradition, this led to the custom of carnival, which means farewell to meat, just before the start of Lent. In the Byzantine churches, this farewell is spread out. After Meat Fair Sunday, according to tradition, we no longer eat meat until Pascha, but continue to eat dairy products, cheese, and eggs for another week until Cheese Fair Sunday, the day before the start of the Great Fast. Each of these pre-Lenten Sundays has its own Kantakion, which gives a liturgical theme for the day. On Meat Fair Sunday, this theme is the Last Judgment. At the Gospel, we hear the teaching of Jesus about this judgment and how God will separate the righteous and sinners, separating them as a shepherd divides sheep and goats. But remember that in the Old Testament, to be righteous is not simply to do good deeds and avoid bad ones, though it certainly includes these. It also means to be in relationship with God. In serving their brothers and sisters, the righteous served God. The unrighteous avoided a real relationship with God, and so failed to serve others. With the judgment in mind, we turn to prayer for those who have died. In particular, on this coming Saturday, immediately before we commemorate the Last Judgment. This is the first of 5 Saturdays of special prayer for the dead, called All Souls Saturdays in the Byzantine tradition. The other Saturdays are the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Saturdays during the Great Fast, and the Saturday before Pentecost. On each of these days, we pray for our relatives and friends who have died, as well as for all departed Christians. But on this first All Souls Saturday, we pray, quote, for all those who have died since the beginning of the world, unquote, that they may be granted forgiveness, God's favor, and eternal life.
No.
On January 1st, we celebrated the feast of our Holy Father Basil the Great. This Monday, January 25th, is the feast of another important church father, Gregory the Theologian, Archbishop of Constantinople. And on Wednesday, we celebrate the feast of the translation of the relics of another Archbishop of Constantinople, St. John Chrysostom. Both of these feasts are of polyelios rank, so their hymns and readings displace the normal ones for those days. The hymns can be found in the Byzantine Catholic Menaean, the January volume, on the MCI website. Over time, these three bishops, Basil the Great, Gregory the Theologian, and John Chrysostom, became known in particular as the Three Holy Hierarchs. Hierarch is a Greek word meaning high priest, and is the Byzantine term for a bishop. A feast for all three was established on January 30th, the Feast of the Three Holy Hierarchs. But this year, January 30th, falls on the first All Souls Saturday, and so the feast is moved a day earlier, to Friday, January 29th. The hymns for the feast day can be found on pages 318 and 319 of the Divine Liturgies book. Here are the Troparion and Kentakion.
Teachers of the world, of one mind with the apostles, intercede with the Lord of all to grant peace to the world and abundant mercy to our souls. Glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and forever. Amen. Lord, you have received your holy and inspired preachers, the foremost of teachers, into the enjoyment of your good gifts and repose. You preferred their labors and death above any sacrifice, for you alone glorify your saints.
These hymns emphasize the teaching role of bishops and the importance of the unity of Christian teaching, that they be of one mind with the apostles. If you compare these hymns with the Troparion and Kentakion for the feast of Saints Peter and Paul on June 29th, you will see that they're very similar to these. The Prokimenon for the feast at the Divine Liturgy on Friday is the common one chanted on feasts of apostles. Again, this emphasizes the profound respect the Byzantine churches give to the teaching of Basil, Gregory, and John. Because the Wednesday and Friday before Cheese Fair Sunday, and all the days of the Great Fast, are aliturgical days, that is, the Divine Liturgy is not celebrated, this is the last Friday Divine Liturgy until Holy Week. So to review, the normal readings for this week, the week of meat eating or meat fair, are somewhat disrupted because of this week's feasts. Polyelios feasts of Gregory the Theologian on Monday and John Chrysostom on Wednesday, and the common feast of the Three Holy Hierarchs on Friday, January 29th, displaced from its usual day because of the All Souls Saturday. This coming Sunday is the Sunday of Meat Fair, also known as the Sunday of the Last Judgment. This has been Chant Notes, a weekly podcast of the Metropolitan Cantor Institute of the Byzantine Catholic Archeparchy of Pittsburgh. Find out more at mci.archpitt.org.